You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I got I got a bit of a serve yesterday on the text messengers for being so politically biased and you know, going on about it all the time. But I mean, have you been alive for the last 9 years? Exactly.
The Wire.
The New Zealand Defence Force has admitted that they were in fact operating in the area in Afghanistan outlined by the book Hit and Run released last year. The book stated that 6 civilians, including a 3-year-old, were killed and 15 others were injured because of this operation. At the time of release, the Defence Force stated that they were not operating in that area at all. I spoke with Nikki Hager, co-author of Hit and Run, to find out more.
Nearly exactly a year ago, this is like in 2017, this book called Hit and Run came out, which was about New Zealand SAS being involved in a raid that went wrong in Afghanistan. They didn't mean to do it, where they thought they were shooting up insurgents, bad people, people who had been attacking the New Zealanders. What they actually did was shoot up a whole lot of children and their parents and families in a town where there weren't any insurgents. And rather than realizing they'd made a mistake and admitting it and, for example, going back and giving medical aid to the people who were there, they just kept the whole thing quiet, went away, shut it up, denied it when any rumours of it came out. And so for all the years since, like 7 years since, there's been a cover-up about it. And my co-author and I separately had met people who were inside the system who were unhappy about what had happened, who had been there, for example, who were unhappy about what had happened and wanted the story told so that these things couldn't be hidden and they were less likely to happen again. So it was a very important book. And then the most incredible thing happened when it came out. We thought that if we laid it out, we named each person, we said where they were lying on the ground, what their lives were like, all the build-up to the operation, all the step-by-step, like the whole story, chapter-by-chapter, we thought it would be impossible for the Defence Force not to say, okay, we don't agree with some details, but yes, there is something to look at here. In fact, they headed into, they basically continued the cover-up. They denied everything, and they came up with a trick, which is what's just been undone in the last 24 hours, which is they said, oh no, we weren't even there. This book is about a different operation from our one. We did have an operation on that night with the same name, but it was a completely different operation, so all this stuff about civilian casualties has nothing to do with us.
So, as you say, it's come undone in the past 24 hours, and it's actually the New Zealand Defence Force that have announced that the photos used in the books are, in fact, the same area that the NZSAS unit was in,
yes,
where those civilians died. What does this mean? Like, why have they come forward now?
So, this wasn't a willing offer of information from the Defence Force. What happens is that me and other people from the media have spent the last year probing them with questions under the Official Information Act and coming back and back and back with more questions, and then the Ombudsman got involved for months, the Ombudsman who reviews official information things. And finally the Ombudsman forced them to put some information out, some extra information out. For example, challenging them on what we'd been asking them, saying, you see these photographs in the book, there's a house there, this looks very like where you say you went. Are the photographs in the book of the same place where you did your raid? In other words, are the book and your statements talking about the same raid? And they finally admitted that. So their main diversion and denial at the time of the book got undone. But if anyone went to this information package, which is on the Defence Force website, they didn't let it out willingly. You'd have to read it really carefully and know the issues before you'd even know, and they'd back down. They didn't front up and say, okay, we admit, we made all these public statements, we ridiculed these journalists for getting their book wrong, and now we have to back down and say that we were actually, it was us who were wrong and it is the same thing. That would be what you would expect of people, you know, senior officers with integrity, but actually they've just kind of buried it deep inside the information they've released, that yes, maybe our diversions and denials weren't correct.
What's the motivation for keeping it so under wraps? Not only the New Zealand Defence Force, but the fact that there hasn't really been, has the media jumped on this, or?
What the media, when the book came out, yeah, the media was very interested in it. And then, because I was on the spot, let me explain what it felt like. We had the first few days after the book came out where everyone was talking about it, with the picture of the little girl who died was in the papers everywhere, little Fatima. It was getting a lot of attention, and then the Chief of Defence Force, Tim Keating, held a press conference where he said he was going to rebut the book. And what he did was, he didn't say, this is what they say, but we can prove that these things they said aren't true. What he did was, he came up with that thing I described, which was, he said, oh, there's just been a terrible mistake here. It's not the same raid. We weren't there. It's all wrong. What happened was, they were basically just trying to wriggle out of the whole thing.
On very minor details.
On the minor detail. But what happened was, the journalists poured out of the press conference with him, and had asked me to wait on the steps in front of Parliament to meet them when they came out. So there's a crowd of journalists there who confronted me with the news, Nikki, what's going on here? They say you've got the wrong raid. It's the wrong valley, wrong place, not the same thing. Which was a kind of a heart-stopping experience. Had we got the whole book wrong? Were we completely wrong on the whole thing? And then it's gradually become completely clear that this was a tricky diversion by then, so that they wouldn't have to answer questions about having civilian casualties from their operation and then covering it up.
In terms of your journalistic skills, was that just you knowing that you were right? Or was it you wanting to push to prove that they were wrong?
We knew we were right, really. The good thing about the kind of work that I do is that I don't have to publish if I don't think I've got something right. And if it's not sure, or it's only one source and haven't been able to corroborate that source, you don't have to put it out there. And so this was the result of a few years of careful interviews, and like my main source, I met like for long interviews more than 20 times, picking over the exact details and cross-referencing it with what John Stevenson's sources were saying, and gradually, you know, making sure that you're never 100% certain about every fact, but that all the main things and all the main allegations were right. Maybe we were wrong on a few little details because it was hidden, it was deep in the mountains and things, but basically we wouldn't have published if we weren't really sure. And so when they denied the whole thing, and then they took the same arguments to the government and said, you don't have to, this was the national government then, you don't have to have an inquiry because they've got the wrong place. Ho, 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 wrong place, nothing to look at here. Don't worry about this list of children who have been injured and killed and things, because there's nothing here at all, they just got the wrong place. It was actually really important that we stuck up for our work and kept working on it so that they couldn't use such a crummy little trick to get out of it.
I might have this a bit confused, but how is that even an answer? Because there's still people that have died. You know, what if it was a different operation?
Well spotted. It was a really weak argument, but they were saying, we weren't there, it was nothing to do with us. And I should explain something. We gave them the opportunity to do this, in part, because we made a small mistake in the book. The text of the book was all correct, but one of our maps had the location of the villages, which was in these roadless, mapless mountains, slightly wrong. And so that gave them the excuse to say, oh, no, they've just got completely the wrong operation. And it wasn't true. We'd made a tiny, tiny error on one illustration or two illustrations. But they used that, they exploited that as their vehicle for trying to deny the whole book. And that's the important thing. So the location of it shouldn't have been the main thing, and now that they've backed down on that, that's not the end of the story, because they still haven't admitted the rest of it, but at least it means we've pushed that diversion out of the middle of the road, and we can get on to the real things, which is they say that they were fighting insurgents and they only shot insurgents, and that this insurgent was shot here and those weren't shot there and things. And we say, no, those were children and their parents. And now we have a real fight over the really substantial things that they're still denying and covering up.
So what does happen next?
You've probably heard in the news that the government, the new government, the Labour New Zealand First Green government, has said that they are considering having an independent inquiry. Up till now, it's only been the Defence Force supposedly investigating itself and finding nothing wrong. What's hopefully going to be happening in the near future, maybe after Easter, they've talked about, there'll be an announcement of an independent inquiry, like a genuinely independent inquiry, hopefully. set up by the government to find out who's telling the truth about what happened there. And that's exactly what we asked for in the book. It's the perfect thing to have happening. And as long as they have strong terms of reference and a good person or people doing the review, I feel really confident that they're going to come out and find that everything we put in the book was correct. And the denials from defence are this kind of outrageous set of lies.
That is good. When we looked into it, obviously, when the book came out, the McLeod and Associates, the lawyers, were they representing the villagers?
Yes, that's right.
And they argued that an army inquiry wasn't good enough, right?
That's right. So, luckily, other people have come into this. And so there's three Auckland lawyers, including McLeod and Associates. They are running a court. They've actually tracked down the villagers, like the people whose families were killed and injured and things, and they're representing them in New Zealand. So these supposedly non-existent victims have actually got their families in regular communication with these lawyers, asking them to find out the truth about what was done to their loved ones. So there's people like me who are digging into the information, but there's actually these lawyers who are also pushing the government at the same time to have a proper inquiry and then to get to the truth.
On a final note, to me, right, the reason for the New Zealand Defence Force to kind of cover this up, apart from the obvious in terms of that it's completely messed up, but that generally we have this understanding that New Zealand's military, you know, presence overseas is a generally peacekeeping mission, right?
I think what we have is an impression which is created by the Defence Force, actually, that what we hear about what the Defence Force does, I was actually running my eye for another reason down the list of Defence Force press releases in the last couple of days. So I was just doing it yesterday, and the last year, I was just doing this yesterday, actually, I was looking at their press releases. And if you read their press releases, you would think that the Defence Force only spends its time in the South Pacific helping lost fishing boats and cyclones and stuff like that, whereas actually the main activities that they are doing in the world at the moment, like most of their deployments in the world at the moment, are different ones in the Middle East, which is a very long way from New Zealand and far away from how New Zealanders see their role in the world of what they would think their Defence Force was doing. So I think mostly we're misled by the military-public relations. But you are putting your finger on the really important point here, which is what the reason this inquiry is important is that most people didn't know and wouldn't have believed that our Defence Force was going off and doing what was essentially a revenge raid, was being so careless that they shot up a whole lot of innocent civilians, and then they would cover this up. And we need to be able to know about what our Defence Force does, not just what the PR department wants to tell us, but the real things that go on. Because first of all, that holds them accountable, and we can say when we don't like it, but also we can say that we don't want them to do that kind of thing. But if the whole thing stays secret, if the whole thing is just kind of blurred and PR and what we want to hear but not what we're hiding, what we don't want to hear, then the public don't get a say on whether they think they should be there at all.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.